The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by our very own assistant Tanto, Dharma holder, Alan Richardson.
Can everyone on screen hear me? So not knowing is most intimate. If Zen groups had slogans, this might be one of our slogans. Boundless Way Zen, not knowing is most intimate. So we hear this a lot. We hear not knowing, don't know a lot. We hear intimacy a lot. And so this weekend is our chance to investigate this, to look into it. So I will share with you, by way of encouragement, a few things that I don't know. Listening to the Dharma dialogue this morning, I was really struck and brought back powerfully to my childhood and remembering how much I wanted to know what was going on. I really wanted to know. It was very difficult for me when my parents would talk over my head, which they did all the time. It would cause me pain. I wanted to understand what the deal was, what the joke was. And making it worse, one of my siblings, my oldest sister, was 5 years older than me, so she would be in on it sometimes. That really seemed unfair. How come I didn't know? Not knowing did not feel like intimacy at that time. It felt like exclusion. And knowing is something that we're attracted to, I think, all of us. We survive by knowing things. We get by knowing things. We stay safe that way. We can thrive on knowing. I came, again, still a few years older than these early memories. I came to really like school because I found out I was good at knowing things. I was good at learning things and then remembering them. And it was one of the few things I was really good at, so I really latched onto it. And maybe no surprise that I just kept going to school until I found myself in graduate school. And then I decided I wanted to just stay in school where I could keep knowing things and know more and more things. And so I lived much of my life as an academic, as a professor and a scholar whose job it was to know things and impart them and to know things and add more things for more people to know. And one of the great pleasures, and there are many, one of the great pleasures of retirement is that I don't have to be the knowing one anymore. Sometimes a line of poetry that I've taught many times will come up for me, and I'll think, I'm so glad I don't have to explain this to anybody. And that I can just let it open up and be as mysterious as it is. And of course, as a teacher, you don't really teach by teaching what you know, by being the knowing one. That doesn't get you as far as you might think it would. It's very important to stay curious, to stay open, to be willing to be surprised. Sometimes my students would surprise me, sometimes I would surprise myself. But still there was that disparity. I knew so much about the subject, that's why I was teaching it. They were just starting. Even as a scholar, it doesn't help to be too much the knowing one, although I found out it's a common mistake. But if you know what you're going to find out in any kind of research, scientific, humanities, you're in trouble. You have to be willing to have your early hunches be completely wrong. You need to be surprised. You need to be puzzled. You need to hit that blank wall and then start scaling it with your fingernails. And then you start to learn something new, something you didn't already know when you set out. So as I understand koans, they're not stories in a book. They're not objects of knowledge. And they're not even, for me, primarily records of our Indian and Chinese ancestors. But they are about us. Koans are about you and me. And so here we are, living this koan, not studying it, not getting it down, living it. And we have so many opportunities, as David Roshi suggested this morning, to not know at this sesshin. And I encourage everyone to appreciate these moments of blankness, of ignorance, of not being sure what to do next. I fell into old habits for a little this morning. I felt like I was in my part of the Zendo. I felt like I was the knowing one. I knew when things should happen. I knew if the spoon should be right side up or upside down. And then, fortunately for me, at lunch, I started making mistakes. And the people that I was about to correct, I realized were doing it right. And I was struck and heartened by how quickly we forget, how quickly life will correct us if we really do think we're the knowing one, if we do think we're here to know. After a few years of sesshins with Boundless Way Zen, I got annoyed that it seemed as soon as I was learning the forms, the teachers and officers would change them. Why did they change them? I just learned this. And then a few years later, I realized that this was part of their teaching, that this constant playing with the forms wasn't just out of boredom on their part, although that might be part of it, but it was to keep it alive for all of us. And then a few years after that, I was one of the perpetrators of this. So you have me to thank if you thought things went one way and you found out they went another. You have all of us to thank. So running into these moments of uncertainty, very rich. This is not about dithering. It's not about being stuck. In fact, in my experience, when I've really been stuck, it's because I've been certain something would go a certain way, and then it didn't, and I wasn't able to adjust. I just would freeze. Why is it happening this way? It's not supposed to. And I find that when I'm most effective, it's when I'm not really sure how things are supposed to go or what's supposed to happen next. And I'm able to go with the situation, however it arises, however it leads. I found that with other people, the better I think I know them, the worse I am at listening to them and hearing what they're saying, and the less good I am at really having fun with them, letting them surprise me, letting them not be the one I thought they were. So not figuring other people out. Another slogan, a Lojong slogan that I recommend to you as well. So just a few words to keep this not knowing rolling along. Dizong asks Bayan, where are you going? Bayan said, I am wandering aimlessly. Dizong asked, What do you think about wandering? I don't know. Not knowing is most intimate. Bayan was greatly enlightened. Thank you.